Good morning, brothers and sisters and friends.
早安，弟兄姊妹朋友们。
It's so happy to be able to worship together with you here.
我们今天早上非常的高兴能够跟你们一同来敬拜神。
Because of your loving care.
因为你们的爱心。
Because your prayer.
因为你们的祷告。
And your support.
因为而且你们对我的支持。
We can really go forward to share God's love to the other places.
我们能够前进到别的地方来跟别人他们分享神的爱。
Without your prayer,
你们没有你们祷告的支持。
Without your support,
没有你们的支持。
We are so discouraged and may not be able to stand up here to share with you today.
我们都会非常的灰心，今天早上可能不能站在这里跟你们分享。
We, starting in 2007, September 11, we went to Aruba.
2007年9月21号我们去到亚鲁巴。
And Aruba is in the southern part of the Caribbean Sea, just northern shore of Venezuela.
亚鲁巴呢是在加勒比海的南面，就是在委内瑞拉北面一个岛。
This small island,
这个
is a Dutch island.
这个小岛是属于荷兰的。
With population about 110,000 people.
那个人口大约十万人。
In which there are about 6,000 Chinese.
那里有六千中国人。
On arriving there, we start to share God's love with the people there.
我们到了那里就跟那里的人分享神的爱。
There are people who accepted Christ as their Savior and Lord.
那里有些人接受了耶稣基督成为他们的救主。
But of course, there are still many seekers and many rejected this good news.
当然也有很多在寻求中的，有些人也不接纳福音。
It's a beautiful island.
那是一个很美丽的岛。
But the needs are still there.
但是呢，需要还是在那里。
God's creation is so wonderful.
神的创造是这么的奇妙。
But people need the Lord.
但是人还是需要
to improve their quality of life.
他们要改善他们的生活。
And to secure the eternal life.
更加的要得到永远的生命。
Because of their working situation.
因为他们工作的原因。
Because they are working 7 days a week from 7 to 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 at night.
因为他们一个礼拜工作七天，从早上 七点钟工作到晚上半夜。
Not every one of them can come to Sunday service.
所以他们每不是能够每个礼拜都来教会敬拜。
So instead of inviting to come to church,
所以呢，我们代替邀请他们来教会呢。
If we go to them,
我们去他的地方。
We visit them in the store at home.
我们到他们的商店，他们的家里面去探访他们。
And also help them to shape the children to become a better person.
而且帮助他们教养儿童、儿女，让他们成为更好的人。
One of our focus on our ministry is to reach the community.
我们其中一个目标就是要能够把福音传到这个社区里面。
Starting last year, we have the after-school tutorial.
去年开始我们有那个下课以后的学习。
So we open our church facility for the student. They can come to our church to do their homework.
所以我们把我们的教会打开，让他们下课以后可以来到我们的教会里面学习。
While the students are there, we teach them Chinese and English as well.
他们来到教会，我们就教他中文，也教他们
英文。 In this term, we have 21 students.
今年我们有21个学生。
We praise God for the opportunity to reaching out to our community in Aruba.
我们感谢神，让我们有机会能够向亚鲁巴的这个社区能够伸出我们的手。
We are doing all this not because we have nothing to do.
我们这样做不是因为我们有空了没事做。
Not because we are bored so much.
也不是我们闷的不得了。
Not because we have extra resources or manpower.
不是因为我们有更多的资源，更多的人力。
But it is the calling from God that we need to care and help students in Aruba.
但是是神的呼召，是要我们要照顾这些在亚鲁巴的学生们。
To help them to develop good study habits and learning skills.
帮助他们能够有好的好的读书的办法。
We are helping them to think and make plan for their future.
我们帮助他们思想，也帮助他们为他们的前途计划。
Of course, with this kind of ministry moving forward.
当然，我们在做这样的侍奉的时候
，There are some adjustment too.
我们有些调整。
Time arrangement.
我们时间怎么样
？Facilities arrangement.
我们的用的地方。
And to get along with those students, they may not know how to behave in a group setting.
也要帮助这些学生，因为他们在群体的生活里面不大知道怎么样生活。
But we need to do those.
我们都要做这事。
Because God loves the world.
因为神爱世人。
Most people do not like changes.
大多数人不喜欢改变的。
There are transition for changes.
因为在改变里面有一个过渡的时期。
Of course, the adjustment for changes.
当然有改变的时候你要调整。
The need for the people is to step out of their comfort zone to accept the challenge.
对这些人来说，他们要离开他们舒适的环境，来接受更大的挑战。
This morning we will revisit a person.
今天早上我们再要谈到一个人。
To see how he responded to God's calling.
看看他怎么样对神的呼召反应。
Set up some landmarks where people would know our Almighty God.
他也立下一些里程碑。让人家能够知道我们伟大的神
The only true and living God.
唯一的真神永活的神
Person's name is Abraham.
这个人的名字叫亚伯拉罕
Actually, God has given us the mission.
神是实在给了我们这个使命
We need to put it into action.
我们就要付诸行动
I always encourage myself and our people.
我常常鼓励我自己跟我的弟兄姊妹们
We have to keep the things here, take the things here, down here, and out to our hand and put to action.
我们要把我们头脑的知识达到我们的心，再进到我们的手跟脚
whatever,
做举重行动
Whatever we have learned or know, we have to put it into action.
我们凡是我们所学习的、学到的，我们要执行行动
The time is now.
时间就是现在。
Whenever you are willing,
只要你愿意
the opportunity is always here for you to action.
这里常常都会有机会让你采取行动的。
Let's pray and ask God to teach us.
让我们祷告，求神教导我们。
Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the presence with us tonight, now.
我们天上的父，我们谢谢你跟我们同在。
Please open our mind.And open our heart,
请你打开我们的心思意念
that we can submissive to your teaching this morning.
让我们在你的教导下能够顺服你。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
We all know that Abraham is a descendant of Shem, the son of Noah.
我们也知道亚伯拉罕是韩的后裔。
If you look through the book of Genesis, chapter 5, verse 32, it says, After Noah was 500 years old, he became the father of Shem, Ham, and Japheth.
因为你看创世纪第五章说到当挪亚500岁的时候他生了儿子叫闪。
And then in chapter 11, verse 26, the book of Genesis, After Terah had lived 70 years, he became the father of Abraham, Nahor, and Haran.
也这里说到他那活到70岁生了亚伯兰拿赫哈兰
When we look at the Genesis chapter 12
当我们看看创世纪第十二章
From 1 to 9
第一节到第九节
We can see how this man Abraham react to God's calling
我们可以看到这个亚伯拉罕这个人他怎么样对神的呼召回应
The first one is the call from God
第一是神对他的呼召
Verses 1 to 3
第一到第三节
The Lord had said to Abraham Go from your country, your people and your father's household to the land I will show you I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curse you, I will curse, and all people on earth will be blessed through you.
耶和华对亚伯兰说，你要离开本地、本族、本父家，到我要指示你的地方去。我必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大，也你也要叫别人得福。为你祝福的，我必赐福与他；那咒诅你的，我必咒诅他。地上的万族都要因你得福。
We all know Abraham was a rich and wealthy man.
我们都知道亚伯拉罕是一个很富有的人。
How can we know?
我们怎么知道呢
？Keep looking at chapter 13.
你看看第十三章。
First two verses already said. So Abraham went up from Egypt to the Negev.And his wife and everything he had, and Lot went with him. Abraham had become very wealthy in livestock and in silver and gold.
第十三章第一节说，亚伯兰带着他的妻子和罗德并一切所有的，就是从埃及上南地去。亚伯兰的金银生出极多。
So Abraham is such a wealthy man, a big family.
说亚伯拉罕是一个很富有的人，有一个很大的家庭。
But God called him to go from your country, your people, and your father's household.
但是神呼召他说，你要离开本地、本族、父家。
So Abraham is uprooted, took everything and moved.
所以亚伯拉罕就把所有的东西都搬去，就开始
move to a foreign land, the places where Abraham.Has no idea.
他要到一个地方，到一个他从来不知道的地方去。
Only God said, "I will show you where you need to go."
神只告诉他，我会指示你，你要到那里去。
To Abraham, he didn't know, but God knows.
亚伯拉罕不知道在那里，但是神知道。
And he was saying that God will make him into a great nation, and will bless him and make.His name great, and he will be a blessing.
神就说我要，神要叫他成为大国，要他叫他的名成为大，也他别人也要因他得福。
Become a great nation and be blessed.
他要成为一个大国，神要赐福给他。
Not only himself, not only his family.
不单只是他，不单只是他的家人。
And be a blessing to other nations as well.
他要叫别人得福。
Such a great mission.
这是这么大的使命。
That's a big challenge of his faith.
也是对他的信心很大的挑战。
Which means that whatever Abraham responds will affect the other nations.
这个意思就是说，亚伯拉罕的反应会影响其他的国家。
So this is very critical.
所以这个是很重要的。
When we went to Aruba.
当我们去亚鲁巴的时候
I didn't know about this place.
我不认识这个地方
I didn't learn about Aruba.
我没有学习有关亚鲁巴的地方
I didn't know where it is.
我也不知道它在那里
Now I know it's very famous.
我现在知道它非常的有名
Well, not because of me, but because it's a very, very good climate vacation place.
不是因为我，而是因为呢，它是一个天气很好，那个度假的圣地。
Not only that, I didn't know Aruba.
从前我不单不认识亚鲁巴。
Our headquarters of Christian and Missionary Alliance in Canada did not know how to apply a work visa for us to stay in Aruba.
就算我们宣教会的总部也不知道我们怎么去申请。许可证让我们在亚鲁巴可以工作。
So the first year we were there because our headquarters, the global ministry, told us, you go and find out how you can stay there.
我们第一年呢，在那里呢，就是我们的总部说，你去那里
and
住，
said, wow,
然后找怎么样可以留在那里。
I am so green.
我说我什么都不懂。
And I go there and find out.
我要去那里，要找出怎么样留在那里。
But.We spent the first year trying to find a way that we can secure a work permit there.
所以我们头一年在那里，要找一个办法让我们能够留在亚鲁巴。
Going back and forth with all those documentation, authentication,
所以很多申请的手续，很多的文件来往。
Finally, we have to set up the Aruba Alliance Church Foundation there.
那最后呢，我们要在亚鲁巴成立一个宣道会的基金。
Through that foundation, that we can start process our work permit.
借助这个基金会呢，我们可以申请我们工作的许可证。
Now we are a legal entity on the island of Aruba.
那现在我们在亚鲁巴这个岛上是有法律的地位。
It was a big challenge.
那从前是一个很大的挑战。
But now as we look back,
但现在我们回头看
，we are blessed.
我们是实在非常的得福气。
Aruba is blessed.
亚鲁巴也是。
And also one of the neighboring island, Curacao, is blessed.
另外隔壁有一个岛叫做 Curacao， 它也受到神的接受神的福气。
That's the call from God.
那是神。护照
Go, and I will be with you.
去，我会与你同在。
Not only you will be blessed, but you will bless the other places too.
不单止你要得福，其他的人也要因你得福。
After we went to Aruba,
我们去了亚鲁巴以后
，with a handful of believers,
只有几个信徒。
Now we have over 100, close to 200 believers.
现在我们有。差不多200个信徒。
Moving so slow, but people are seeing the life transformation through our God.
工作好像很慢，但是人看得到，生命神在人生命之中的，使人改变。
Aruba is not only a mission field.
亚鲁巴不但是一个宣教的工厂。
With God's help, we are making it as a mission force to go out again.
借着神的帮助，我们要把那里成为一个宣教的基地。
In this year,
今年
，we went to the island of Curacao the second time to do short-term mission.
我们第二次去到 Curacao 这个岛做短宣的工作。
Isn't that great?
那是不是很棒
？We don't have too many people in our church.
我们教会里面不是很多人。
Last time we went with our own team.
上一次我们
2014年
我们一队人去的时候
And this year we went with the short-term team from Toronto
今年我们跟多伦多教会的一个短宣队一起去
We have a bigger team, we can do more things
当然我们人多一点我们能够 多做一点事
Not only our people are blessed
不单是我们的人能领受福气
They can experience the blessing of going to other places
他们能够经历到他们到别的地方所得的福气。
God open our eyes.
神打开我们的眼界。
Not the thing you can do, but we rely on God. God can help us to do great things.
不是我们能做什么，而是我们依靠神，神能够用我们做大事。
So we are hoping.
所以我们希望。
From the call from our God.
是神呼召我们。
We submissive to the calling.
我们顺服神的呼召。
So just like Abraham,
这好像亚伯拉罕。
Such a rich, wealthy man.
他是一个很有钱的人。
But God told him to move, uproot yourself and go to somewhere else, which you may not know yet.
但是神就叫他，呼叫他，要他搬到别的地方去，去一个他不懂的地方。你要怎么做
？The response from man.
人对神的呼召的反应。
So Abraham went as the Lord had told him.
所以亚伯兰就照着耶和华所说的去了。
Verses 4-6.
第四到第六节说。
The Lord went with him. Abraham was 75 years old when he set out from Haran.
这里说到亚伯兰出哈兰的时候年75岁。
He took his wife Sarai and his nephew Lot, all the possession they had accumulated and the people they had acquired in Haran, and they set out.
亚伯拉罕将他妻子撒来和侄儿罗德，连他们在哈兰所积蓄的财物、所得的人口，都带往迦南地去。
So Abraham responded and he went.
所以亚伯拉罕他有反应，他就去了。
Abraham followed the call from God and went.
亚伯拉罕跟从神的呼召就去。
He was 75 years old.
他已经75岁。
He may say, "Oh, I such a big family. I cannot go. I cannot move."
那可以说我的家人这么多，我的家庭这么大，我不能。我已经45岁。
What do you want from me?
你要我做什么
？You didn't tell me where to go yet. How can I know I will be secure?
你也没有告诉我去那里，我怎么知道我可以安全呢
？Abraham was 75 when he responded to the call.
当亚伯拉罕75岁的时候，他回应神的呼召。
That's why when people or one of the pastors challenged me.And ask me if I ever considered to become a missionary.
所以这也是这个原因。当有一个牧师挑战我，我有没有考虑过成为宣教士的时候
？I said no, because I'm closing to 50 years old now. At that time.
那时候我说我没有想过，因为我差不多50岁。
I don't think I can do anything more.
我觉得我不能再做更多的事。
I don't think that CNMA will accept my application.
我也觉得
of my age.
因为我的年纪，我也不认为，宣道会会接受我的申请。
And the pastor said, "Well, the rule has been changed."
那个牧师就说
，Because the needs are so great.
因为需要这么大，那些本来的规矩已经改变了。
Only if you are willing, you have the training, you can go.
只要你愿意，只要你有训练，你就可以去。
So age is not a problem.
所以年纪。不是问题。
So dear friends,
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Whatever age you are in,
无论你的年纪是什么
，You can go if you are willing.
你可以去，假如你愿意。
You can experience the mighty God's work through you to the people.
你可以经历伟大的神在你身上，借助你对人所做的工作。
When we are willing to follow the call.
当我们愿意跟从我们的呼召的时候
，to step out and went，
我们踏出一步就去。
We will get the first-hand experience on God's blessing and more。
我们就可以得到神，第一手给我们的福气。
We can get the first-hand experience of the wonderful work or mighty work of our Lord。
我们可以第一手的经历，神伟大的工作。
In 2007，
2007年。
My daughter, the younger one, was just start studying in University of Alberta.
我的小女儿还在这里亚省大学念书。
As a parent, do we worry?
我们做父母的，我们有没有忧虑呢
？Of course, we did.
当然了，我们担心。
But as we look back,
但是我们回头看的时候
，now,
现在。
From a family of two of us and become become family of four. Now we have three families of eight members.
我们从两个人成为四个人，现在有八个人。
We pray and ask God to take care of our family.
我们祷告，有求神，看顾我们的家人。
Because we are family, our relationship is so close. We worry things about them.
因为我们是一家人，我们关系很密切，所以我们也为他们担心。
But as we look back now, it's all by God's grace.
但是我们回头看的时候，那完全是神的恩典。
And also, when my daughter-in-law was pregnant with our grandson,
当我的媳妇怀孕的时候
，and the doctor find out that they did some checking and stuff, and they found out there is a white spot in the brain region.
当那些医生看到检查的时候，发现。我的孙儿的脑有一个白点。
And then to make sure they did the scanning again.
他们要知道是真的还是假的，就再做一次试验。
The spot's still there.
那里还有一个白点。
So my son phoned us.
所以我的儿子打电话给我。
There was such a bad news.
告诉我们这个坏消息。
Asked us to pray.
叫我请求我们祷告。
And just before the delivery,
就是在生产以前
，and the doctor did the scan again.
医生再做那个试验。
Of course, the doctor already told every one of us that prepare for the worst.
当然，医生已经跟我们每一个人说，你们要心有心理准备做最坏的打算。
The scan before the delivery, they found nothing.
但是在刚刚生产以前，他们在做一个试验的时候，就发现一切都正常。
It's a miracle.
那是一个。奇迹
and by God's mercy and grace.
就是借着神的怜悯跟他的恩典。
Now you can see he is a healthy boy.
你应该可以看到他是一个健康的。
Very active.
非常的活泼
，like to play，
很喜欢玩
，no different from other kids，
跟其他的孩子一样
，to an extent， now he's very smart too，
他也是非常的聪明
，you know now he's 4 years old，
他现在四岁
，he keep asking what's my name，
他常常问我你的名字是什么
，and I say and then he asked me to tell him the alphabet and he can write it。
然后呢，他要我把那名串，串给他，他用英文字母写下来。
Just last night we talk about calculation。
昨天晚上我们说到，算术。
Because he like to challenge my calculation too。
因为他要挑战我的数学。
And then I asked, well, London, London is his name. I said, how much is 10 plus 10?
那么我昨天跟他讲，他的名字叫亮灯。我说，亮灯，十加十是多少
？He said 20。
过了一段时间，他说20。
So it's amazing how God make it works。
非常的惊奇，神怎么样叫他成为
？Our testimony to you。
所以这是我们对你的见证。
God really take care of every detail about life。
神实在照顾我们生活里面每一个细节。
So with that incident, that give me the motivation to keep going，
就是这些事情，推动我，使我继续的侍奉。
We have to respond to God's call。
我们要对神的呼召做出回应。
Don't worry too much about your own thing。
不要太担忧你自己的事情。
God will take care of that。
神他会照顾一切。
Because our God is a God of love and God of mercy。
因为我们的神是爱的神，是蛮有怜悯的神。
With extraordinary power, of course.
当然，他也有我们想象不出的能力。
So when we go out, we don't keep those things to ourselves. We have to share it. Let people know that God Almighty is at work.
所以我们出去的时候，我们不是把这些东西保留在自己身上，我们要跟别人分享神在我们身上伟大的作为。
So throughout your lifetime, you have different experiences.
所以在你的生命里面，你有不同的经历。
We have to set up places that people will know God of salvation.
我们要设立一些地方，让人能够认识这个拯救的主。
We have to set up landmarks.
我们又做一些里程标。
That's what Abraham did.
那是亚伯拉罕所做的。
Verse 7 to 9.
第七到第九节。
The Lord appeared to Abraham and said, "To your offering, I will give this land."So he built an altar there to the Lord, who had appeared to him.
耶和华向亚伯兰显现说：“我要把这地赐给你的后裔。”亚伯兰就在那里为向他显现的耶和华筑了一座坛。
And verse 8.
第八节。
From there he went on towards the hill east of Bethel and pitched his tent, with Bethel on the west and Ai on the east.There he built an altar to the Lord and called on the name of the Lord.
从那里他又迁到伯得利东边的山，支搭帐篷，西面是伯得利，东面是爱。他在那里又为耶和华筑了一座坛，求告耶和华的名。
So to the place he went, he built an altar.
所以他去到那个地方，他就筑了一座坛。
To worship and make offering to God.
要敬拜神，也向神献祭。
Call on the name of the Lord.
求告神的名。
Not saying that I'm so proud of myself. It is all my own ability that we acquire all this.
他没有说我有这么多东西，是因为我非常的精明本事，我所以得着这些东西。
Just because God called him and he respond, he experienced that blessing.
这是因为单单因为神呼召他。他有回应，所以神就赐福给
他。We all live on earth only for a certain period of time.
我们在这个世界上只有生活一段的时间。
During that time, people like to build order that the descendant will know, oh, God Almighty has been helping them.
我们在地上的时候，我们都要喜欢建一座坛，让我们的后裔也知道，大能的神是为我们做了大事。
So out of faith, out of submission, things happen.
所以靠着信心，靠着顺服，事情就发生了。
So we have to build landmarks.
所以我们要建立这个里程碑。
We went to Aruba as a church planter.
我们去亚鲁巴的时候是要设立教会。
There is no Christian and Missionary Alliance organization there. No Christian and Missionary Alliance church there.
那时候在那里没有宣道会的教会的，在亚鲁巴。
That's why they didn't know how to get those documents done.
所以呢，也是因为这样，他们也不知道怎么要把文件弄好。
After we went there, we went door to door visitation.
我们到了那里呢，我们每家逐家的探访。
We visit people and tell them that because of God's love, we are here to care for you.
我们告诉他们说，因为神的爱，所以我们来这里来看顾你们。
And then we start praying that we should have our own church facilities.
然后我们要就祷告，我们要有自己的教会。
So we pray for four things.
所以我们为四样事情祷告。
The place we set up the church must be accessible, noticeable, has space for further development, and good price.
我们有四个要求。第一，那个地方应该很容易达到。第二，人家都看得到。第三。And there's room for development. And fourthly, it has to be cheap.
So people laughing at us. Oh, you ask all those good things.
And so, 所以呢，人家在笑我们。
How many people do you have? You are praying such a crazy prayer.
你们的要求这么高，你有多少人呢？
I don't think that will happen.
你为什么做这些疯狂的祷告？我觉得不可能的，你不可能成。
We pray.
但是我们祷告，我们祷告，祷告。
2011, we got our church.
We bought our church. 2011年，我们买了自己的教会。
Very good price.
很好的价钱。
Only 40% of the listed price.
是本来那个挂牌的价钱的40%。
So people are so
curious. 人很这样很奇怪。
And we told them it is grace price we got this church.
我们就告诉他们，这是神的恩典的价钱。
So Aruba Line Church.It's a good landmark.
所以亚鲁巴的宣道会是一个很好的里程碑。
We praise God that we have good reputation and we have a good name on the island of Aruba.
我们感谢神，因为在那里，我们的教会有很好的名声。
We call on the name of our Lord.
我们求告神。
So that's what we have experienced.
所以这次就是我们所经历过的。
We set up a big cross in front of our building.
我们在我们的教会前面树立一个大的十字架。因为呢，这是在大路上，有人经过来进来。让人家问你的教会在哪里？我们就说你走到那条路上，在左边有个大的十字架，那就是我们的教会。所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹、朋友们。在神里面一切都可能。
Abraham was 99 years old.
亚伯拉罕99岁的时候。
When God told him that he is going to make him father of many nations.
神就告诉他你要成为多国之父。
If you look at Genesis chapter 17, you will find that.
你在创世纪17章那里也可以看到。
Father of many nations.
成为多国之父。
That's why that the name has been changed from Abraham to Abraham.
所以他的名字从亚伯兰要改为亚伯拉罕。
So it all starts with his obedience.
最初的开始就是他顺服神。
He didn't do his calculation.
他没有先做下计算过。
Do his calculation based on his understanding.
他的计算也没有根据他自己所的智慧。
So at that time we think we have.Not enough resources. We have not enough manpower. How can we do that?
很多时候我们想想，我们没有资源，我们没有足够的能力，我们怎么能够做这个事工？
That's our human calculation.
这是我们人的计算。
If you know the Bible,
假如你认识圣经，
there is a judge in the book of Judges, Gideon.
在四世纪里面有一个士师叫做基甸。
When Gideon battled with the Midian, God did a miraculous thing.
当基甸跟米甸人打仗的时候，神做了一个旗帜。
Because fighting a battle is depends on your armory and also the people.
因为打仗你要靠武器跟人力。
So initially, people would like to, oh, we have 32,000 warriors. Let's send them out and battle with them.
最初他们说我们有32,000军队，我们派这军队跟他们打仗。
And then 10,000 left. At least they have 22,000 to go.
假如少了一万，还有二万二千人。
But God's strategy said no, no, no.
但是神的策略是不是这个样子
？Do more screening.
要再筛选人。
If you look at the book of Judges chapter 7,
假如你看看《士师记》第七章
，Finally, only 300 people went.
最后只有300人去打仗。
To fight that battle.
去打这个仗。
I don't think any military strategy can agree with this kind of planning.
我相信没有一个军事家会同意用这种战术来打仗的。
But they won.
但是they赢了。
300 people.
300人。
From 32,000.
从32,000减到300。
So that's purely God's power.
那是完全是神的能力。
That's why in the book of Judges, chapter 7, verse 2, it said, The Lord said to Gideon, You have too many men for me to deliver Midian into their hands.
所以在四世纪第七章那里，神对基甸说，你有太多的人了，让我把米甸人交在你的手里面。
In order that Israel may not boast against me that your own strength has saved her.
让以色列不要在我面前夸口说他们的力量拯救了他们。
So the strategy God leading us to win the battle is different from our thinking, our planning.
所以神的办法要打胜仗，不是靠着我们人的思想、我们人的计划。
Just like when we share the good news with people.
这是好像我们跟人家分享福音的时候。
After many visits, we thought, he's not going to be interested in this.
我们呢探访了他很多次以后，我们想想
，I don't think
没有办法了，这个人不会相信福音的。
I don't think he will be saved.
我觉得他不可能得救了。
Looking at him, he's going to hell for sure.
看他的样子，他真是要到地狱去了。
Don't think that way.
不要这样想。
Our job is to share the gospel.
我们的工作
share the good news.
是分享福音，分享。神的话语
to be saved or not is that particular person's decision.
要不要得救是那个人自己的决定。
It's the work of the Holy Spirit.
是圣灵在他们心里的工作。
We have been visiting one couple over the last 10 years.
在过去10年，我们探访了一对夫妇很多次。
He always said that, "Well, I'm the Satan."
他常常说我是撒旦。
Don't even bother.
不要浪费气力。
But we keep visiting.
但是我们继续的探探。
After 10 years,
十年以后
，this couple came to our church.
这对夫妇来我们的教会。
Every Sunday he came.
每一个主日他来。
Sunday school,
主日学。
Special meeting,
特别的特会。
Now we get a better relationship.
我们现在的关系好一点。
It's not because of me.
那不是因为我的原因。
But the Holy Spirit worked in them.
但是圣灵在他们的心里面走过。
I am just the messenger.
我不过是传福音的。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们
，Don't give up.
不要放弃。
Even though you may not see anything happening,
就算你看不到有什么事情发生
，God still at work.
神还是在工作。
That's encouraged me.
那鼓励了我。
Because, like you say.Seeing things happen not because of our ability.
我们看到有事情发生，不是因为我们的能力。
So when we have people accepting Christ, of course we are so happy.
当然，有人接受耶稣，我们非常高兴。
Just like the slogan of this church.
这是好像你们教会的口号。
Sowing diligently and harvesting joyfully.
殷勤撒种，欢呼收割。
Is that right?
是吗
？The slogan of this church.
这是你们的口号。
Right? So we're sowing diligently.
所以我们殷勤的撒种。
How can we do that?
我们怎么做
？Keep going.
继续做。
Now is the time.
现在就是时候了。
The time is now.
现在就是时候。
What are you waiting?
你在等什么
？The time is now.
现在就是时候。
The more you go forward,
你踏出多一步。
The more you can experience the first-hand experience of Almighty God.
你更加能够得到第一手神的能工作的能力。
God never changed.
神从来没有改变。
God has given us the mission.
神给了我们使命。
We need to put it into action.
我们要把它付诸行动。
The time is now.
时间就是现在。
Don't do your own calculation. I cannot do this. I cannot do that.
不要做你自己的计算，我不能做这个。
You cannot do that.
我不能做这个，我不能做过。
当然， Almighty God,
靠你自己，你是不能的。
You are going to do great thing.
但是靠着大能的神，你能做。
Just like Abraham changed name to Abraham, Abraham changed name to Abraham now.
就是好像亚伯兰改名字叫亚伯拉罕。
Whenever you are willing,
当你每逢你愿意
，the opportunity is always here for you to action.
机会常常都在那里，让你采取行动。
Remember one of the Bible verses.
你记得这个经文吗
？Psalm 67:1-2.
在诗篇67篇第1、2节。
May God be gracious to us and bless us and make His face shine on us, so that Your way will be known on earth, Your salvation among all nations.
愿神怜悯我们，赐福于我们，用眼光照我们，叫世界得知你的道路。万国都是你的救恩。
We love this verse.
我们很喜欢这句。
God is gracious to us.
神是赐福。
Bless us.
他赐福给我们。
And His face shine on us, take care of us in all our detail.
他的眼光照我们，在我们生活的每一个世界上照顾我们。
But don't stop there.
但是不要停在那里。
You have all the blessing, everything from God now.
你现在有了从神来的一切的福气。
So you may.So that your way may be known on earth, your salvation among all nations.
是要叫世界得知你的道路，万国得知你的救恩。
We have to tell the way of our Lord.
我们要告诉人我们神的道路。
Bring this good news to the people that they can have the salvation through Jesus Christ.
把福音带到人的前面，让他们借着耶稣基督能够得到福音。
That's so clear.
这是很清楚的。
So when we have a need, we pray to God.
所以当我们有需要，我们向神祷告。
After that, we praise God.
然后我们赞美神。
Don't just stop there.
但是不要停在那里。
Set up the landmark and tell people how your experience encouraged you, and you can encourage other people.
留下一个里程碑，告诉别人神怎么样恩待你，也让别人知道。神也可以同样的恩待他们。
So the methodology which God uses is extraordinary.
所以神用的办法是非常不寻常的。
It may not be the same as we use.
可能跟你所用的办法不同。
Now in the business world, we all make strategy planning.
现在在商业社会里面，我们都要设立计划。
And they need to move forward. They have to do the evaluation.
但是他们要前进的时候，也要重新的估价。
And most of the time, they will ask why, when, how questions.
很多时候他就问这三个问题：为什么
？Why do we need to change？
为什么我们要改变
？Why do we need to be changed？
为什么我们要被改变
？After this change, where will it bring us？
在改变以后，他会带我们到那里去呢
？And how are we going to get from here to there？
然后我们怎么从这里到那里去
？So we all do the calculation。
所以我们的计算。
Because we don't want to make bad decision。
因为我们不要做一个错的决定。
In business world，
在做
always happen like this。
在商业的社会里面，常常都是这样做。
It's profit based。
就是讲到得到利润怎么样
？And as a businessman, I always want to become an enterprise.
作为一个做生意的人，我常常都要做好的生意。
So, have my company branch out to different places and doing different business in different sectors.
我的公司有没有在别的 区域开始工作呢？
So before I became a pastor,
我在做牧师以前呢，
I have two business.
我有两个生意。
I did the import export.
我是做进出口生意。
And also construction safety consulting.
也是有做建筑的安全
咨询。Those have been doing quite well.
我做的不错生意。
Because I want to enterprising my business.
因为我要发展我的我的生意。
In fact, as I look back.
实在我现在回头看
even now I'm experiencing,
就是现在我还是经历到
I really like the term global ministry.
我非常喜欢我们那个环球工作这个名字
because we are not localized only this place.
因为我们不是单单就是在这个地方
we branch out.
我们向全世界发展
throughout this year we have served together with different mission team from different churches.
在今年里面我跟不同教会的不同的短宣队一同合作过
Some of them that we haven't met them before.
有些人我们从来没有遇见过
we serve together, work together.
我们一起的侍奉一同工作
Not only that opened my eyes,
不单只开我的眼睛
but our people also benefit from that.
我们的人也得到很大的益处
We have students going to study in Canada now.
我们现在有些学生到加拿大来念书。
I am in Aruba.
我是在亚鲁巴。
Just one phone call and say, oh, this student is going to Toronto. Can you take care of?
我就打一个电话， okay. 就说这个学生要到多伦多念书，你们可以照顾他吗
？Just last week I went to Calgary.
上个礼拜我去 Calgary.
As I share with the sister there.
那我跟那里的姊妹分享的时候
And he said, wow, God is so great.
他们说神真是伟大
Only one phone call.
就是一个电话
A sister from Mississauga from Scarborough can go to pick up this girl and take her home and drive her to the airport in the middle of the night that he can come to Calgary. So just one phone call.
就是打一个电话
That even out ofinconvenience the lady from Scarborough went to Mississauga to pick the student up
那是很不方便的因为这个女士从Scarborough 开车到 Mississauga 把这个女孩子接到
and then went back home in Scarborough but because the flight is 7 o'clock in the morning so in the middle of the night she had to drive her to the airport again
因为呢那个飞机是早上七点钟那他就住在 Scarborough 所以早上半夜他还要车他载他到飞机墙去
So that's global ministry
那是环球的工作
We have people in different places
我们在不同的地方有不同的人
Who are willing to help
他们愿意帮助
Who are willing to serve together
也愿意一同的侍奉
Isn't that great
不是很棒吗
So don't think that I can do only so little, but God through you can do great things.
不要想我只能做这么少，神借着你能够做大事。
God's way is very different from ours.
神的办法跟我们的办法很不同的。
God requires to trust and obey.
神需要的是我们信靠顺服。
As in the book of Micah, chapter 6, verse 8.
好像在弥迦书第六章第八节。
God has shown us, O mortal, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you, is to act justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God.
世人啊，神已经耶和华已指示你何为善，他让你所要的是什么呢？就是要行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心。与你的上帝同行。
So don't say that. Oh, I don't know what God wants for me.
所以不要说我不知道神要我做什么。
Here it says.
这里说。
To act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God.
要行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与你的神同行。
Walk humbly with your God.
谦卑的与你的神同行。
That's the way we have to act.
那是我们要做的。
Have you encountered or met with people asking you many questions?
有没有 遇到有些人，他问你很多不同的问题呢。
I said, well, becoming a Christian, can I do this? Can I do that? Can I do that?
他们说，哦，我要成为基督徒，我可以做这个，我可以做那个，可以做那个。
How come the Bible didn't say that I cannot do this?
为什么圣经没有说我不可以做这些事的
？But my friend, let me tell you.
但是朋友们，我要告诉你
，If you do what the Bible already told us to do,
假如你做。圣经已经教我们所做的事。
You minimize all those questions.
那些问题都不成为问题了。
Do what it is said.
做了已经说了的话。
Don't ask those questions anymore.
你不要再问那些问题。
Right?
对不对
？It's God take care of every detail of our life.
因为神已经照顾了我们生活里面每一个细节。
Does He have to say what kind of dress you have to dress every day?
神要不要每天早上告诉你今天要穿什么衣服
No,
不用
God gives us common sense
神给你一个脑子
Right?
对不对
So don't get sidetracked by those questions
所以不要让那些问题把你引到歧路上去
What does the Lord require of you?
神说耶和华向你要的是什么
Already told us to do what need to be done
他已经告诉了我们我们要做的是什么
So the needs are there.
所以呢，需要在那里。
We just have to live a good life.
我们要过一个好的生活。
Have a good testimony.
做一个好的见证。
Be courageous.
要有勇气。
To stand up on what you believe.
为你所相信的站立得稳。
In the world, there's population of about 7.5 billion.
在这个七十亿的世界，人口。
And those unrich people still 2.1 billion.
还有二十五亿的人没有听过福音。
And Chinese population, they said about 1.4 billion.
中国的人口是十四亿人口。
What's the population of Canada?
加拿大人口是多少
？Canada is 37 million.
加拿大是3700万。
So, we have the population of Canada 37 million, but the unrich people is 2.1 billion.
加拿大的人口是三千七百万。
So, that opened our eyes.
那世界不认识什么人。
Canada is a big country.
加拿大是很大的国家。
But we have more people who need the Lord.
但是还有更多的人需要耶稣基督。
So, what?Is your response to the call from God?
所以神对你呼召，你的回应是什么
？It is God's desire that people to be saved and have eternal life.
神的心意是要人得救，而得着永远的生命。
Always remember this Bible verse.
常常要记得这一句圣经。
So not just take all the good things.
所以不单只是接受神的福气。
We have to share it.
我们要分享。
May God be gracious to us and bless us and make us.Make His face shine on us, so that Your ways may be known on earth, Your salvation among all nations.
愿神怜悯我们，赐福于我们，用眼光照我们，叫世界得知你的道路，万国得知你的救恩。
My dear friends,
我亲爱的朋友们
，Don't think that you are not able to do anything.
不要想你不能做什么事。
Because it is not an issue on your able or not.
因为那个问题不是你能不能。
It is that you are willing or not.
问题是你愿不愿意。
Are you willing to receive the blessing as Abraham was getting?
你是不是愿意好像亚伯拉罕那样得着神的福气呢
？Yourself be blessed.
愿让你得到福气。
And through you becomes a blessing to the others.
And这是说你那个福气也临到别人的身上。
Make other people curious. Oh, you have this. I want that too.
让别人也感到兴趣。哦，你有这个，我也要。
So in Aruba,
在亚鲁巴
，people are always curious what we do things.
人家都很常常的很好奇我们怎么样做东西。
We use children ministry as a outreach preparation.
我们用儿童的事工是一个外展的。准备工作
Because of the behavioral change of those children coming to our church,
因为那些来我们教会的儿童，他们的生活的、生命的改变
，they are curious what we have taught them.
他们就好好奇，你们教了他什么
？How can they behave so well？
为什么他们乖了这么多
？How can they behave differently at home too？
为什么他们回家也改变了，跟从前不同
？And we say, well, because we love them, we care for them, and more importantly, God loves them too。
我们就告诉他们，因为我们爱他们，我们关怀他们，最重要的还是神爱他们。
God has supernatural power。
神有超自然的能力。
Much more than us。
比我们的能力多。
He can change the children's heart inside out。
他能把这些孩子的心从里面改变。
That's why our church has a good reputation。
所以我们的教会有一个好的名声。
That's a landmark。
那就是一个里程碑。
Do you have any landmark in your life？
在你的生命里面有没有这些里程碑
？The time is now。
时间就是现在。
Don't look down upon yourself。
你不要看不起你自己。
Let's pray。
那我们祷告。
Father God, thank you for your word。
父神，我们谢谢你的话语。
Thank you for reminding us through your message。
谢谢你提醒我们借助你的信息。
We are so blessed by your grace, mercy, and love。
我们实在因为你的恩典、你的怜悯，我充满了你的福气。
Please help us to bless others as well。
帮助我们也能够赐福给别人。
In Jesus' name we pray。
奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen。
阿门。
May God bless every one of you。
愿神赐福你们每一位。